Cambridge 105 Radio.
This could never be the world through your own point of view. Has no place for me. Should I talk to you? What good would that do me? The place in which you're coming from means I'm someone you can't see. So I write to you a love song with no words for. Just an overture. A different place, perhaps across the sea. You're called a different name, but I'm sure who you must be. Won't matter where you came from.
That was Overtures by Bebopalula. This is Cambridge 105 Radio, and I'm Ben Huerdine. We have a nice hour in today. Next, I'm going to play Black Earth, W.I. by Rat Boys.
Thank you.
That was Black Earth WI by Rat Boys. What an epic song, as in the old meaning of epic, not the 2010 meaning. Now I'm going to play Hey Bulldog by Fanny. Was Hey Bulldog by Fanny, obviously originally a John Lennon Beatles song. I kind of think that the tale for a Beatles fan is loving Paul or George at the beginning, then over your teen years becoming obsessed with John Lennon, and then going back to Paul or George. I think that's what being mature is leaving John behind. But I do love that song a lot. Here's The Last Shadow Puppets with Is This What You Wanted?
Dawn. I was the morning after. You were Jesus Christ, my Lord. I was the the money lender. You were the sensuous woman. I was the very Reverend Freud.
Yeah.
love the strings on that. Is This What You Wanted by The Last Shadow Puppets, which is Alex Turner and some other guys' side project. Yeah, I just really like that song. I haven't really heard much else from them, but check them out. Talking about something completely different, here's by Jonathan Colton, here's The Future Soon, which is Jonathan Colton was sort of a Harvard graduated businessman, or he worked in a coder farm or something, and then he decided one day he wanted to write songs, and he did, and he released one every week, and he became an internet sensation. This was back in the early 2000s, I think. Anyway, this was one of the songs, I think, that released before that, you know. Here's The Future Soon by Jonathan Colton.
Last week I left a note on Laura's desk. It said, "I love you," signed anonymous friend. Turns out she's smarter than I thought she was. She knows I wrote it, now the whole class does too. And I'm all alone during couples skate, when she skates by with some guy on her arm. But I know that I'll forget the look of pity in her face when I'm living in my solar dome on a platform in space. Cause it's gonna be the future soon. I won't always be this way. When the things that make me weak and strange get engineered away, it's gonna be the future soon. I've never seen it quite so clear. When my heart is breaking, I can close my eyes. It's already here. I'll probably be some kind of scientist, building inventions in my space lab in space. I'll end world hunger, I'll make dolphins speak, work through the daytime, spend my nights and weekends perfecting my warrior robot race, building them one laser gun at a time. I will do my best to teach them about life and what it's worth. I just hope that I can keep them from destroying the earth. Cause it's gonna be the future soon. I won't always be this way. When the things that make me weak and strange get engineered away, it's gonna be the future soon. I've never seen it quite so clear. When my heart is breaking, I can close my eyes. It's already. I piece by piece replace myself, and the steel and circuits will make me whole. But I still feel so alone until Laura calls me home. I'll see her standing by the monorail. She'll look the same except for bionic eyes. She lost the real ones in the robot wars. I'll say I'm sorry, she'll say it's not your fault. Or is it? And she'll eye me suspiciously, hearing the whir of the servos inside. She'll scream and try to run, but there's nowhere she can hide. When a crazy cyborg wants to make you his robot bride, well, it's gonna be the future soon, and I won't always be this way. When the things that make me weak and strange get engineered away, it's gonna be the future soon. I've never seen it quite so clear. When my heart is breaking, I can close my eyes. It's already.
The Future Soon by Jonathan Colton. I feel like in the age of mega billionaires ruling the media landscape and the internet landscape, that song is very pertinent. And moving on from whatever I said there, here's Warren Zevon with Werewolves of London, and it's an alternate version that I didn't realise existed, which is a bit funkier and has a really cool bass. Werewolves of London, a sort of alternate version, of course, by Warren Zevon. I think that might be my favourite version if the vocals were just a little bit higher or in, more present in the mix, but I love the bass in that song in particular. Here's a bit of more 70s nostalgia with Long Promise Road by The Beach Boys, written by Carl Wilson.
So hard to answer futures riddle when ahead is seeming so far behind. So hard to laugh a childlike giggle when the tears start to torture my mind. So hard to shed the life of before, to let my soul automatically soar. But I hit hard at the battle that's confronting me. Shackles
sew up the wounds of evolution, and it now starts to get in my way. So what if life's a revelation, if the mind speaks of only today? So real the pain of growing in soul, of climbing up to reality's goal. But I hit hard at the battle that's confronting me. Yes, I knock down all the roadblocks stumbling me. Throw off all the shackles that are binding me down. Long promised road, trail starts at dawn, carries on to the season's ending. Long promised road flows to the source, gentle force, never ending, never ending. So hard to lift the jeweled scepter when the weight turns a smile to a frown. So hard to drink of passion nectar when the taste of life's holding me down. So hard to plant the seed of reform, to set my sights on defeating the storm. So I hit hard at the battle that's confronting me. Yes, I knock down all the roadblocks stumbling me. Throw off all the shackles that are binding me down.
Just love that. That's Long Promised Road by the Beach Boys. And moving swiftly along, here's a song. Katy Perry is something of a known name now. I don't know if you've heard of her, but I really liked her first album, because I think my dad got a hold of an early pressing or something weird like that, and there were lots of good songs, of course, I Kissed a Girl, but I really like this song called You're So Gay. So here's You're So Gay by Katy Perry.
Boys, no, you don't even like, no, you don't even like, no, you don't even. you're so debonair. You pull them down and there's really nothing there. I wish you would just be real with me. You're so gay and you don't even like boys.
Okay, I think that's okay to say on the radio. That was You're So Gay by Katy Perry. Next up, I'm going to play Let Forever Be by the Chemical Brothers.
Thank you.
Let Forever Be by the Chemical Brothers, which that's Noel Gallagher on vocals, and I believe he helped write the song. And it's sort of an homage to Tomorrow Never Knows in my eyes. And it's also, the title is almost Let It Be, isn't it? Let Forever Be. So next, I think I'm going to play... I've never seen The NeverEnding Story, but it has a cool theme tune. So here's the theme tune from The NeverEnding Story by Lee Mahee. Cambridge 105 Radio. My name is Ben Hewardine. We're reaching the end of my little hour of the week. I really like the band Of Montreal, but some people don't. And I'm sorry if you don't like this next song, but you should really give it a go because it's rewarding when you stick with it. I don't know what to call it, thinky pop or just hyper complicated in some sort of way. Anyway, from the Controller Sphere. Here's Holiday Call from Of Montreal.
Is that you, my lord? Hands on my knee, my lord. Fingers running up my sleeve, my lord. Asking me to leave with you. Me to leave.
of Montreal with Holiday Call, and we have one time for one more song, so I'm just going to play another Hour of Montreal song from Yo Gabba Gabba, the kids' TV show. Here's Brush, Brush, Brush. See you next week.